This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Respect, and it shows some respect for these people.
I thought you wanted to be sensitive to the victims. So you want to be sensitive and respectful, but you don't want to talk about how they died. You don't want to talk about that,
yes,
but you want to be respectful.
I want to talk about how they died. Here's how they died. Innocent people enjoying themselves at a concert in the greatest country on earth, where we are free to come and go.
Right.
We were victim by a madman who perpetrated.
We don't know that he was a madman. He could have just been really evil. We don't know that he was sick. We just know that legally he could mass an arsenal and attach something to his weapons that allowed them to rain down fire, which he never would have been able to do if he didn't use something that was legal and easy to get.
Legal in 2010, the Obama administration's Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau said they wouldn't regulate that device.
So
that
you admit it was a mistake in 2010. Why don't you fix it right now?
No, I'd like everybody to be involved in the conversation here, because that was 7 years ago for a different president. Donald Trump was busy being a successful
Nobody's blaming the president.
Well,
nobody's blaming the president about what happened. No, we're really not, and it kind of matters.
You're blaming him for saying that you're blaming him today because you want your anti-Trump viewers to hear you blame him, and then you want to have anti-Trump panels to bolster the point later.
Kellyanne,
you are
don't
blaming him for turning around
don't
and saying that we're not having that conversation today, meaning yesterday when he spent the day truly and deeply and emotionally moved to be in the company of those injured and suffering in hospitals.
If you're moved by what happened
to
the victims, then you act on what happened to them. That's all I'm saying.
Yesterday,
and
right,
now
Chris?
Is the time.
Yesterday.
Now is the time to say that you care. No, you do both.
Yes,
you go and you
care.
Comfort. You show moral agency.
Well, does that tell you everything you need to know about this debate and where we're going? You know, Scott, it's just, you know, it's not the art of communication, is it? I mean, they're just like talking through and around one another. You know, she's, trying to defend the president and Cuomo, of course, with his worldview and his, antithesis toward this president. You know, it's like, oh, it's wearing. I mean, it's no wonder that the audience, you know, you hear this and you just go, oh, I think I'm going to go to happy hour, you know, to give me a break, you know.
It's weird because if it's, let's go back to the San Bernardino shooting where it was found that they were Muslim people having Muslim ties. What did you hear? What did you hear from everybody across the board? Well, we need to, you know, right now is not the time. And that was across the board from everybody. And now all of a sudden that's not the policy? That's not the way we're going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is, like anything, you know, they're going to do – we still don't have all the facts on this deal. You know, Kellyanne refers to him as a madman. Chris was real quick to jump on that, although they have said themselves that he's a madman. And I thought, well, we're really not sure, and then we're finding out that maybe he had some medication, you know, that he was dealing with.
It doesn't matter the reasons.
Yeah.
We know what he did. He opened
right.
up on a crowd of people. That's what makes him a madman.
Yeah.
That's what makes him evil.
Yeah.
If anybody disputes that he's a madman or that he's evil, we're in a whole different world of talk.
Yeah, well, when you're debating, you know, nuance like that, it's like you're missing the whole point. I mean, if we're going to have the discussion about gun control, and after, you know, I don't know that we'll come to any agreement, because this is where we come all the time. We come to this crossroads, and we say, look, our rights are such that, you know, I'm not going to suspend my rights. I've got the Second Amendment right. I believe in the Constitution. I'm going to exercise that right. And others want to do stuff to curtail that. And this is... You know, this is America today. This is where we stand. And unless they come up with some other brilliant way, but they keep trying to reconfigure things, whether it's, you know, stamping of bullets or whatever thing, you know, all this stuff that has nothing to do with it, because we're talking about, as we've said time and again, this is the heart and soul of humanity. How do you legislate the heart and soul of humanity? You can't force people to be good and do the right thing and make the right choices. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Make sure you check out BillMartinezLive.com, and while you're there, sign the petition if you haven't already, and send it around your network of friends and family to sign the petition for Christian Saucier. You've heard the story, and it's all fully explained right there. The submariner, who I believe was very unfairly treated after 13 years and everything. I mean, you think of somebody being in the military for 13 years. What we the people, you know, what our budget invests in this young man. And he had risen to the ranks of an E6, so kind of a middle manager, I guess you could say. A comparative in the regular world, and doing well. He was an instructor and made a mistake early on in his career, and two other guys made the mistake, and they got their hands slapped, and maybe in some cases a reduction in grade. I don't know exactly what their penalty was, but very minor, handled within the confines of the military justice system. But for Christian Saucier, he became an example. And it's quite galling in contrast to what happened, with an elite politician who recklessly mishandled top secret stuff. His grade of confidentiality was a low level classified category, low level, mind you. And he spends a year in jail, probably will be dishonorably discharged or, you know, in something like that, if not specifically dishonorably discharged. So his career, everything, right down the old basic toilet. What a mess. President Trump, as the commander-in-chief, were requesting that he review it and consider a pardon of Christian Saucier. But we need to get this in front of the president, so we need your signature. So sign the petition, pass it on to everybody. Let's get it signed, and let's take it to the commander-in-chief. With us right now is Dr. Sammy Chittum. She's a writer and author from Pioneer Town, California. Did you know there was a Pioneer Town? It's a wonderful area, let me tell you. And she's a narrative journalist and author who explores the intersection between history and current events. Don't you love that? A proud alum of Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism, where she was awarded a Pulitzer Traveling Fellowship and also holds a master's degree and PhD in English Lit. So she knows what she's talking about. So all honor and glory to you, Sammy. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's great to be here, Bill. I really appreciate this chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, especially, you know, when you're talking about history, and to me, this is what journalism is all about. And I get it. I love that you respect that, because I think this needs to be a glaring example to journalists of today and the future journalists, is that there is some decorum. There are some rules and important things to follow. And today, in today's environment of everything being fast and loose and, so divisive these days, Sammy, I'm sure that probably as a journalist, it grieves you to watch how your profession is being hijacked by people that are not serving and honoring the core principles of your profession.
Oh, this is a definite, deep, and ongoing concern because I was a reporter for more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. And old school is that you do a lot of research. Everything doesn't have to move so fast. You know, they say that journalism is the first draft of history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good lesson to hold close for anyone who's doing any kind of reporting, is that you should always do your research and get your facts right.
Exactly. Well, and I've maintained that journalism today, because of its compromise, that it has injured their resources, like publications. They're losing subscription because they've been fast and loose. And I think it goes along with the culture today. We're too much in a hurry. You know, we have this disaster in Las Vegas, and everybody is all twisted and nuts trying to find out what happens. I mean, everybody's in so much in a hurry. I mean, what happened to the days when it took months, in some cases years, to really analyze exactly what happened? But boy, there's all kinds of conjecture and opinion that flies around. And I say dangerously that in the absence of fact, opinion rules.
You make a very point. And right away, I thought about the journalist in his story from the Sunday Times.
Mm-hmm.
They spent a year meticulously going through thousands of pages of documents to make their case, and then they later wrote a long, highly detailed book. So that's some very good old school reporting, some real dedication and commitment. That that doesn't get old. That is still needed today.
Well, and as you say, it is the start of documenting history. I say ultimately that's what we would hope to do, is document history. Because it's not all about us. It's the next generation when they look back to say, hey, what happened? Like in your case, what we're going to be talking about is your book, The Flight of 981, that disaster of tragedy, treachery, and the pursuit of truth, in the title of the book. You know, you're documenting what happened, and this is something you don't, you know, you just don't spill out in a couple of weeks.
No, not at all. And in this, you know, I was a journalist for many, many years, but in this instance, I'm both more of a historian, but also a journalist, and as such, relying on all the important investigative work that was done over the years, and now that it's almost 50 years, certainly more than 40 years since this occurred in 1974.
Right.
You know, we've got some perspective, and we have historic perspective on what happened, and that sheds light, a great deal of light, on a crash that was very confusing at the time and, of course, very horrifying, because
exactly.
It was, in 1974, the largest crash in the history of aviation, claiming 346 lives.
Well, let me say this at the start here and reinforce my sentiment, Dr. Chittum, and that is that I am grateful for all your hard work. I congratulate you for it. This is an in-depth account of one of the worst crashes in the history of commercial aviation, and I mean congratulations to you. We owe you a debt of gratitude, because this is the kind of thing and the kind of journalism that we need to celebrate today. When you do the hard work, and as you say, you're documenting history, what was it about Flight 91 that wouldn't let you sleep at night?
Well, a lot of things, and I will say, first of all, thank you for that comment. And we also really, you know, I'm grateful to the Smithsonian Institute and Smithsonian Books, because it's really their vision to go back and document these crashes. And they asked me, to knowing what my background is, to write this particular story, because I'm interested in both journalism and history. So we can thank the Smithsonian Institute for setting the agenda. In terms of Flight 981 and my personal response to it, of course, I found very compelling the heroic, really heroic work done by the journalists, the heroic work done by the NTSB investigators,
mm-hmm.
their dedication. And also, I have to say, you know, I was in 1974. I was 20 years old. Watergate was going on. It wasn't on my radar, and I had no idea how horrifying this crash was.
I'll tell you what, we've got to pause right now because we've got to go to break, Dr. Chittum, so stay with us. More from Sammy Chittum on the other side of the break. We're talking Flight 981 disaster. Stay with us.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Corporate media can't tell these stories. It's very difficult for corporate media to tell many of these stories when you have a product that's produced by a major pharmaceutical manufacturer, and that manufacturer may be an advertiser for your corporate entity. It's very difficult. These aren't stories that you're going to turn on the nightly news and hear about, because they can't tell them. They're not permitted to. They're getting paid $10 million a year from this manufacturer. You're really going to tell a story that makes them look bad? Well, I don't have that limitation. I don't have that problem in telling these stories.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. Tonight I'm gonna fix my eyes. I'm the only hope that satisfies my heart. You are the one I'm running. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's Wait Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking the 981 disaster, which is an in-depth account of one of the worst crashes in the history of commercial aviation. We go back to 1974 as Dr. Sammy Chittum was relating to us. For those of us that were around in 74, all eyes were glued to the television with all that was going on with Richard Nixon and Watergate. But it was a catastrophic blow out of an aft cargo door that caused a McDonnell Douglas DC-10 to fall from the sky and explode in the forest near Paris, France, killing all 346 people on board. The story revisits the scene of the crash and chronicles the painstaking detective work of American investigators and British journalists who followed the trail of evidence from France to the McDonnell Douglas plant in Long Beach, California, not too far from where I lived, I'll tell you, Dr. Chittum, in Southern California when I was based out of there. I still go back there and I still see the massive complex there of McDonnell Douglas. Nonetheless here, what an incredible story. And it really says a lot here, as you mentioned in your book, that you've got this trail of evidence that is being considered by American investigators as well as journalists. That tells you that there needs to be that kind of overview against an investigation, that you have journalists who are kind of making sure that investigators are not, not bending the evidence. Is that fair?
Yes, that's always fair. I mean, journalists should be completely independent. They should be objective. And in this instance, they absolutely were. Now, also in this instance, the investigators were the good guys. They really did their job, and they made all the recommendations that were necessary to have this door fixed. It wasn't fixed because McDonnell Douglas chose not to do the hard work of redesigning the plane. They put in some Band-Aid fixes, and they didn't even follow through and make sure all the planes had the Band-Aid fixes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this cargo door blew out. It was a bad door, and it was a horrifying event. Emergency decompression at 11,500 feet is a horrifying thing.
Mm-hmm.
Six people were swept out of the plane to their death, and the others went down with the plane like a rocket, and the plane disintegrated. It was a really, truly horrifying crash.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, this happens a couple of years, roughly, maybe a year and a half after a DC-10 goes down over Windsor, Ontario. And
absolutely.
Right?
Yes, that's correct. In other words, there were multiple warnings before Flight 981 came to grief. The previous warning was in June of 1972, when the exact same problem took place on an American Airlines jet over Windsor, Ontario. The aft cargo door blew out. It was horrifying. The floor collapsed, same thing that happened in 981. Seats were pulled out of the plane. They were empty, so no one was killed.
Mm-hmm.
The heroics of the pilot, Captain Bryce McCormick, basically saved the plane and everyone on it. The hydraulics were not completely destroyed. They were just impaired, just enough to get the plane down. Everyone survived. They landed. There it was, right there in front of them, the hole in the plane. They later found the door. And the problem was very clearly analyzed and established, the problems with the door, by the NTSB investigators. But after that, everything fell apart because McDonnell Douglas was allowed, not required, but allowed at their own discretion to do what was needed to repair the defects in that cargo door. They did not follow through, and the result was very tragic.
And then we have, of course, a couple of years later, the flight of 981, one more time. And so what did we learn from this, sadly, Dr. Chittum?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In my family, I've got a couple engineers. My father is a tool and die maker and an engineer. My brother is an engineer. And all the way through this, the corporate guys, the guys wearing the suits, didn't listen to the engineers.
Mm.
They got warnings from the engineers in writing
that that this door was faulty and that it could bring down a plane. And they ignored it. And then they didn't listen to, and then later on, the guys wearing the suits, both in the FAA and McDonnell Douglas, didn't listen to the NTSB investigators, who were also technical experts.
Right, exactly.
They were more concerned with public relations, how it would look bad if they took the planes out of service. McDonnell Douglas didn't want to invest millions in fixing the door. So they didn't listen to the experts, and they, it was almost like they were listening to the lawyers, and or the publicity guys, if you will.
Yeah.
In effect, they.
I don't want to say anything bad about accountants, but maybe accountants too.
Well, yes, absolutely, Bill. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, and sadly, I mean, here it is and it reminds me of the old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that if you pay now, yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but in the long run, it's going to save you. And in this particular case,
yes.
I mean, what did it cost? What was the cost, I mean, outside of the lives, you know, which you can't replace, but, you know, what kind of fine did they get hit with after this?
You know, they
tell me nothing. Please don't tell me nothing.
Well, they had to. What happened after the 981 disaster? The FAA woke up from its slumber, and they issued an airworthiness directive, and that's the most powerful tool the FAA has. And it basically says, hey, you've got to take all of these planes out of the air and put them on the ground, and you've got to fix them. And what happened was, there was a huge financial penalty paid by McDonnell Douglas, because it was very clear that it was their fault. And it went into the courts in Los Angeles, and they ended up paying up the largest settlement ever to families of the victims of the 981 disaster. So the bill came due in court in a big way. That's where they really had to pay the price.
I did not get a chance to look at the payout specifically, but one of the tough things for me, Dr. Chittum, is when I see payouts, I see a lot more money going to attorneys and the people that didn't suffer injury instead of the families, whether, you know, like the recent resolution with Volvo, for example, or Volkswagen. There was a situation there where the families that were directly affected, you know, got cents on the dollar compared to even the Justice Department. And my question to a Politico is, will that money that the Justice Department gets, you know, the millions and millions of dollars that they collect, where does that money go? Does that go to offset anything of our budget? And they said, no, it just goes into their general fund. I go, what? I mean, you talk about disasters and misappropriation. I mean, that's just one of my growing pet peeves, oh, by the way.
Well, you know what they always say, follow the money. That was true in 1974, true today.
Well, where are we today after, you know, all these years later?
Well, airline safety has improved. Crashes and deaths are at record low. But the human factor is always in play, and the greed always in play still.
Well, Dr. Sammy Chittum is a narrative journalist and Pulitzer Traveling Fellowship recipient who explores the intersection of current events and history. Dr. Chittum, boy, you're always welcome. I love your insight and perspective on these, and congratulations on the book, The Flight 981 Disaster, Tragedy, Treachery, and the Pursuit of Truth. Dr. Chittum, welcome. Thank you so much.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll
also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
You don't want to go here, Peter. You don't want to go here. Not after what you people did. Well, everything I have said has been factually accurate, but a lot of things that were said were factually inaccurate.
This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
I did not have a sexual relations with that woman.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
Bill Martinez live.
You know what's scary is when your 10-year-old grandson comes to you and goes, "Well, Grandpa, it just depends what is, you know?" No, stop it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Gene Sasson joins us now. Gene's had an incredible background. I mean, you've been so blessed, Gene. I mean, you're, you know, based out of Atlanta, New York Times, international best-selling author, 13 books, small town girl, travels the world, right? You travel the world. Wow. And you spent, of all places, what did you spend, a dozen years in Saudi Arabia or something?
12 years in Saudi Arabia and enjoyed almost every minute of it, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, and I believe that there would probably be many Americans, for all the nightmares and things that we've heard about what women particularly are subjected to, yes, in Saudi Arabia, they might be the ones that would not believe it.
Absolutely, and I can understand that because there are so many contradictions in Saudi Arabia. So many of the Saudi people I met were nice. Everyone was always lovely to me. But you have to remember, I went there at a time when Americans were very welcomed. Mm-hmm. I went there in 1978, and everybody was so glad to see people coming in, helping them with their technology, helping them with their hospitals. I worked in a royal hospital. Mm-hmm. And everywhere I went, people would say, Saudis would say, "Thank you for coming here to help us."
Yes.
Unfortunately, that attitude has changed, and I hear that people now do not get the opportunity to meet the Saudis and to have interaction and to get to know each other really well, which makes me sad.
Yeah, what was the change?
Probably 9/11 was the thing that created the biggest problem. But before that, when right after I got there, we had the Mecca uprising, and there were freedom for women had started to slowly crack open the whole facade of, you know, women being second-class citizens.
Right.
But after they had the Mecca uprising, King Khalid and the other members of the royal family were very nervous because the main thing these radicals were calling for was to make sure women had no freedom. So they slowly tightened up on the women. There was talk of women driving then, but all of that got stopped. And then, of course, there was the overthrow of the Shah. And, and people in Saudi Arabia said, you're friends with America, they really won't help you if something happens. And they had a little change of attitude, but it hung pretty nice until 9/11, and Saudis always considered themselves as really good friends of Americans. But then they had these radicals, of course, who destroyed that feeling on this side and that side, and they were very upset when they read all the newspaper reporting, and they felt they were being personally attacked, and they're very sensitive, and when anyone's personally attacked, they tend to withdraw. And I noticed that there was a great withdrawal. You know, a lot of people called various things that went on, but the ordinary Saudi who would never be a terrorist, the ordinary Saudi who was living a good life, really had their feelings hurt. It comes right down to having their feelings hurt when they read these horrible things about Saudis in general. And they withdrew and withdrew from America. But I see now there's a little thawing of that because Saudi in many ways has been our friend. They're different from us. They have a completely different culture. We don't agree with everything. They don't agree with ours. We don't agree with a lot of theirs, but you always need to try to bridge those differences because Saudi Arabia is an important country in the scheme of things in our world today, and we just have to be realistic.
Well, and realistic and be honest with one another. I mean, you know, no doubt. I mean, there was at least one Saudi prince, I should say, that was involved with 9/11, clearly. And, you know, and there's still many questions there. I mean, it would have gone along.
There are questions that should be answered, but Saudis, by their very nature, are just not going to be forthcoming. They do not want to have that kind of dialogue, and they would rather, you know, like brush it under the rug. But I still see a change now, particularly with the new Crown Prince Mohammed, the son of Salman. I believe we're going to see Saudi Arabia come forward and be different in the ways that will be very pleasing to the West, as far as just cooperating and talking openly and not everything hidden, because in the Saudi society, most things are just hidden. You just don't talk about them, even with friends. I could ask a friend an opinion or anything, and if it's going to be bad news, they're not going to tell me because they don't want to hurt my feelings, so they're just not going to tell me. And they're going to hem-haw around, and I realized that after living there, but I can truly say that Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, has given home to some of the most terrible terrorists and the most radicals. But at the same time, the vast majority of the Saudis I know are just ordinary people like the rest of us and just trying to get through life and want peace and would never, never, ever want to harm another person.
You know, it's an interesting dichotomy in which they live. Because on one hand, you say this, and we know by evidence whether it's 9/11, and as you say, I mean, it's not like America's all pure either, and we can claim that we have 100%, you know, 1,000% following of, you know, patriot citizens looking out for everybody's best interest, that mass murders never take place and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we've got our own history, so we're not claiming perfection here. We're just all trying to understand, but it would seem, based on what we saw when President Trump went to the Middle East, that the Saudis missed us. They missed the relationship, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
they missed the leadership. They missed the leadership. I mean, when you have, what, 50-51, you know, leaders coming together and welcoming the President of the United States of America, that really says a lot right there, as you say, for a culture that, you know, doesn't wear their emotions on the sleeve, so to speak, or want to be, you know, just wide open and come here and study me. You know, as you say, you can judge people by their actions. And I would say the signals were that they missed America's leadership, and they were glad to have the President of the United States there.
Absolutely. Well, I hear that all over the Middle East from all my Middle Eastern friends. They're very, very, very happy about the way we're going now under Trump. They're very happy.
Well, your book. Okay. Well, good. I mean, this is great. It's encouraging, you know, to hear some of this again, because in the absence of information, you know, we often say in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's a lot of opinion there, and that opinion is still felt, especially every year when we come to 9/11. It's that nerve is rattled once again, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm guilty of that, too. I can't help myself. And it was so horrific. And even when I was approached by the fourth son of Osama bin Laden, he was in Egypt. I got a call from Egypt. I saw it was Egypt. And he said he was the son of Osama. And he knew of the family, of course, very close. The bin Ladens were quite close to the royal family. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to tell his story. Well, my first response was, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
I have, my feelings are just too deep about what happened. And then his mother wrote me, who was the women there, particularly someone like Osama, when they lived such a secluded life, she was never involved in anything at all political, didn't even know half what he was doing, I'm sure. And she started telling me about her son and how special he was, and a really kind, decent, good person who hated what his father was doing, and was actually the only person in the family brave enough to speak out to his father and to push against it. And when she finished telling me that, I started opening up, talked to him more, and I said, well, yes, maybe this is a story the world needs to hear. And it was amazing how they could be so different from the father, who his entire life from the time they were small was built on wanting to make them follow him, and very few of them, then two or three, and none of Najwa's children, which was his first wife. So yes, it's just, it's a very complicated region. There is so many things going on. Saudi is coming into the modern world. Like they always said to me, we like modernization, but not westernization doesn't suit us.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Gene, we got to pause for just a second.
Sure.
We've got a short commercial break to take, and we'll be back with New York Times International bestselling author Gene Sasson, and we are going to talk about the Princess Trilogy in this next segment. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez Live.
Now wake me up when it stops raining here. I think I've been transported to Seattle or something. It's only been raining here in Florida all week long. I'm going, what is going on here? Enough of this stuff. I mean, I'm still trying. Gene, I got to tell you, I was raised in Southern California, used to earthquakes here, and I've gone through a couple of hurricanes already. It's all kinds of fun. And, you know, because what happens is you get play-by-play of the hurricane activity, you know, for like 7 days here in this market. I mean, it's overwhelming. And I think of all the people, you know, the seniors that are here, if anybody was on the brink of cardiac arrest, these news reporters would send them there because, you know, for 7 days, it's all this stuff. I mean, in Southern California, you know, an earthquake comes, it goes.
Yeah.
You get a couple hours of reporting, you clean up and get ready for the next one that'll happen in another 100 years.
I guess we can point it to the early warning system of the hurricanes as they churn their way through the Gulf.
I'm telling you, yeah.
The one's on the way now, you know. I don't know where it's going to hit. So
exactly.
Twice a year.
Well, we love the technology, but oh my goodness, you know, and these reporters, see what happens is they kind of get tired of repeating themselves. So then they just start, you know, just ramping it up. You know, you think it was a political campaign of some kind.
Yeah, tell them about the others, probably the ones that have been the most damaging, get everybody really shook up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But anyway, talking about the Middle East, let's get back, and I do want to talk about the Princess Trilogy, but you mentioned one thing here just a moment ago, and we know that what was in the news is that the Saudis are letting women drive, but very restricted, but still they can get behind the wheel, right?
Well, some will be able to next year, but they're already starting driving schools and the colleges, which is really good. It's just the first little step forward, which means that this is probably going to take place. But at the same time, everybody needs to remember this. It won't just be suddenly everybody hops on the car and roars off, because they have a guardian system in Saudi that's much more restrictive than, say, just not being able to drive. Most of the Saudi women I knew would say, it's not the driving that bothers me. It's the fact someone can tell me whether I can go to school, whether I'm going to be married, who I'm going to marry. And they have a guardian system from the moment a girl is born.
Right.
Her father is her guardian, and he's the one who makes every decision whether she goes to school or not. There can be a law there that women should go to school, but if the father says, I don't want my daughters educated, they won't go, and no one will step in. So the guardian system is the next thing that needs to be brought down. However, that will be the hardest one, because men are just not going to want to lose their authority to be able to tell women what to do. Even the king, let's say the king called me, and I'm a man there, and they said, no, I want your daughter to go to school, and I want her to drive. If I said, well, I'm sorry, King Salman. I don't want her to. It's my opinion women should stay at home and take care of the children and not be involved in public life. Mm-hmm. The king would say, well, very best, and would hang up and go away. He couldn't force the issue. So men are little gods in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the worst one, because with the guardian law, the king's saying, you know, they're going to be able to start driving in 2018. However, 2018, I would probably, just an educated guess, say maybe 40% of women be able to drive, and probably 60% won't, because the fathers or the husbands,
the traditions of the household,
will say, yeah, no, I do not, yeah, want you driving. It's too dangerous. They're so, yeah, caught up on that she might drive and talk to a man while she's on the road. That's the big thing there. They have a saying, when a man and woman are together, there are three people there, and the third one is the devil.
Yeah, right.
And they really believe that. Even today, women who work, they have to build partitions in the offices so that the men and women can't see each other. And I had a friend who was working in Jeddah, and it was, she had to quit because there was a man who complained, said hearing her voice over the phone through the partition so excited him he couldn't do his job.
Lord,
and so the men are always saying the women are the problem, and all my male Saudi friends, I say, oh, you've got that wrong. The men are the problem, not the women. They're not doing anything. These women are very careful, cautious, and all they want to do is the freedom to go and pick up milk, yeah, when they need it, to go and take their child to school, to meet a female friend. They really don't have in mind doing anything that would upset the whole status quo of women, you know, staying at home.
Yeah, and it's not like the women there in Saudi Arabia are dressing provocatively. They had to come to the West.
Well, they are, but it's covered.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know.
When I would go to parties, I'd be shocked that, you know, everything is designer, because they have, most of them, not all, mm-hmm, have so much money. They're absolutely, they all felt sorry for me. Because I didn't have the, I've never been a person who cared about diamonds and stuff. It just doesn't, if I had $100 million, I wouldn't spend it on diamonds.
Yes.
And,
so you're saying underneath those burqas are some pretty sexy outfits? Is that what you're telling me?
They are, and absolutely stunningly beautiful women, but they have to, yes, dress for each other, because, mm-hmm, they certainly are not going to see a man outside of their family.
Yes.
But, and that's why people have been so interested in the true story of my princess friend that I met when I was there, Princess Sultana, mm-hmm, and we have actually, there's just a clamor for more of what's going on, and it's so wonderful now that things are changing. So I've got really weary of nothing but horror stories, and I told the princess after book five, I really want to write stories where there's hope. Mm-hmm. And so after all that is happening now with Prince Mohammed being appointed as the crown prince, with him saying he's going to bring Saudi Arabia into the new world, he pushed. That's why his father did this about the driving. Prince Salman would not have done that. When I was there, Prince Salman was the mayor of Riyadh, and I met him several times. Mm-hmm. And he was a nice man, but, you know, it's just of the age. He was just much more strict. And his son says, you know, we need to release and allow the women to participate in life, to work. We need people to work. We're hiring people from all over the world. And for that reason, the princess and I have spoken recently, and we are going to do book six, and it's going to be called Stepping Out of the Darkness, Princess, wow, Sultana, and, mm-hmm, that will show people that there is hope. It's not just all doom and darkness for the women of Saudi Arabia or women of the world. You know, when we think about it, honestly, I'm a humanitarian. I worry about women. I worry about children, and I'm a big animal rescuer. And it's horrifying to me that in so many countries, while women are moving forward on certain issues, in some they're moving backward. Afghanistan comes to mind.
Right.
But I did want to say one quick thing, if I could, that if people are interested, if you don't mind me saying this, and if you interrupt me if you are, if they are interested in hearing more about Princess Sultana, I am going to do the sixth book, which, and they can go and get a early notice of it on PrincessSultanaSeries.com.
That's right.
That's PrincessSultanaSeries.com. And I think people, like, I'll go to a signing and people will come up to me, and they can be readers from 12 to 70, and, wow, they're very interested in women of the world, which makes me happy to be an American, that we care about others. And they'll say, are you writing a new book? And I'll say, no, it's just the same stuff going on, and we've already, you know, kind of involved ourselves in that and explored it, looked at it, talked about it. And sometimes these people will weep and fling their arms around and say, I must know more.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There is a great interest in this country of people in another world who are living very differently, and we do want to help. And that is one of the things I most love about America is our generosity and our care.
Well, you know, when you think about America as an example in that shining light of hope, we were just talking to one of our guests yesterday about Lady Liberty and the flame that, you know, just stretches out and is that glimmer of hope to the nations. And I believe particularly to women who have been oppressed, you know, like you, Jean, I look to the human potential that God has designed in each one of us. And that's what I celebrate, you know, that, you know, one day we'll be able to live according to his purpose, according to those things that are intrinsically designed within us that will be in full operation. You know, for now, when you've got the oppression of man in all walks of life and in every country, including the United States, it limits God's glory and exposure and demonstration in his creation. And that's what grieves me. And, you know, to hear what is happening in Saudi Arabia, how this is coming through. I mean, you know, kings in the past and rulers in the past have been fighting and kicking against the goads here, and that this is, you know, this is coming out. So I say, you know, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for the future of Saudi Arabia and the world for that matter, because
any country where they completely denigrate and they keep 50% of the population out of the public life. And there are other countries that are worse now than Saudi. Saudi used to be one of the worst, but there are places now where women, they are not treated as human beings. And it's almost like you get exhausted. You don't have enough time and energy. And I hope my books inspire younger women. I get letters from women all the time in college who will say, I was going to do blah, blah, blah with my life. Now I'm becoming a lawyer, or now I'm becoming this. I'm going to fight for women in other parts of the world who should have the right to live in dignity and in respect, and not be just used as an object for whatever the man wants. There's some horrible things that go on in the world, Bill, that, you know, it wouldn't take much for me to, I'm not a crying woman, but some things just so upset me. There's just an epidemic in a lot of the world of women having acid thrown in their faces when a man disagrees with them about something, and nothing can be more horrific. And it's just so upsetting, and I really am proud of Americans who leave their own problems in life and reach out to help others in the rest of the world. Because we are one of the best countries at that, of giving and caring.
Exactly. Well, Jean, as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
I have a website, www.jeansasson.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Jean Sasson. And I make a big effort to reply to anyone who cares enough to sit down and take the time to inquire, to care, to want to reach out and help. I have great readers, millions all over the world, and I feel very fortunate that there's so many people who do care.
Exactly. Well, Jean, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you.
Well, you're wonderful, and like I said to you in private, thank you for asking such great questions.
Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This is Dan.